vibe I can see. The way you're working in me since I've been saving. Old passed away, new is my name.
Well, God bless you. We are back again.
Amen.
Here for another, what do you call it? Segment?
Yes.
To the glory of God. Another segment.
Yes.
Another recording.
Yes.
Another one. Amen. To the glory of God.
Amen.
And so we praise God for the opportunity. Praise God that first he gives us the opportunity, and second we have a desire to take advantage of the opportunity.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, God can provide opportunities, and he does provide opportunities to us all.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't always take advantage
right.
of the opportunities that he gives us.
Right.
And so we give him the credit for that, though.
Amen.
Amen. And so we thank God for being here and taking advantage of this opportunity to talk about the glory of God one more time, that someone might be encouraged and inspired out there. Amen.
Yeah.
And so we look forward to that. Our word today comes from Book of Philippians, chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 9 through 11. And it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen. And so we praise God that the bowing and the confession, the bowing to Jesus and the confession of Jesus as Lord, that brings glory to God.
Yes. Amen.
Right? Because Jesus is God's only begotten Son.
Yes.
And God sent him into the earth that through him the earth might be saved, that people might be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus fulfilled that mission, that calling, that assignment. And so when we now confess Jesus as Lord, that brings glory to God.
Yes.
Because it really shows the goodness of his plan for salvation for mankind, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you have millions and millions and millions of people, and it's growing every day, right? Who call upon Jesus as Lord.
Yes, amen.
And every last one of us that does that, whether it's someone who's a new convert or someone who's been, you know, walking the walk for a long time, by confessing Jesus as Lord, that brings glory to God.
Yes, amen.
And we were mentioning before we started here that confession can be one with our lips or with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That the way we speak and that we openly confess and acknowledge Jesus as Lord, that gives glory to God.
Yes, amen.
But also, when we acknowledge that Jesus is Lord by the lives that we lead, that brings glory to God too.
Amen.
The confession of Jesus, you know, lips or from our life, brings glory to God, right? Because here we are, people who, like, you know, all of us, we're born, we want to go our own way.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do things the way we want to do them.
Yes.
But when we give that up and declare that Jesus is Lord over our lives, that brings glory to God.
Yes, amen.
Because But how else could that happen? You're talking about a real transformation of a mind and a heart.
Right.
That's been transformed by the goodness of God, right? And it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance.
Yes.
And so to get to that point where we give up wanting to do our own thing and say, I'm not in control, but Lord Jesus, you're in control.
Yes.
That brings glory to God. And we have an opportunity to do that every day, multiple times a day, by what we say and how we live, and openly acknowledging that Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Amen. And it's just, you know, it's not just a matter of, because we could say, and we might go to the altar, we might even do it privately, you know, just receive Jesus into our heart and just accept Him as our Lord. But it's not until, you know, you put what you confessed into action. So if we believe that, because those things that we believe, it ought to show up some kind of way. Mm-hmm. They're like, there's a song or something. There ought to be some signs, you know, that
you say it, maybe.
No, I'm not saying it.
Uh-huh. Maybe I know it if you sing it.
It's distracting me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But there ought to be some signs that we're saved. So we make this confession, you know, that Jesus is our Lord. But then we live like any old kind of way, and people don't believe us, and God's not getting any glory out of that. But when we make that confession, even if we do it privately, and we say, Jesus our Lord, and we receive Him into our heart, and then we start showing love and things like that, then God is glorified. God gets the glory out of that, you know, because people are seeing, you know, your life living through Christ, you know.
Yeah.
So that brings glory to God, because they may acknowledge that, Oh yeah, she changed. She's not like the person I knew. She changed. God got a hold of her. Thank God. You know, even saying it like that, that brings glory to God. And that's what the scripture is saying, you know. That we can bring glory to God to how, you know, we live and confess Jesus as Lord. You know?
I think that's right. I mean, and you know, talking about the way we live, mm-hmm. in many ways, that's the most powerful confession that we have.
Right.
It's not so much out of our mouths, you know, because, you know, you remember when Jesus healed the paralytic?
Mm-hmm.
And they brought him through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, which is easier?
Right.
For me to say your sins are forgiven, or to say take up your bed and walk? He said, but for you may know, right, that the Son of Man has power on earth, take up your bed and walk.
Yeah.
See, because what's he saying? What's easier? It's easier to say something.
Right.
No, to say.
Right.
That's what he said. It's easier for me to say your sins are forgiven, because they got upset with him because of that. Oh, you don't think I have the power to forgive his sins? Okay, watch. I'm going to do something that only God has the power to do. I'm going to heal this man right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, the power that we have, the greatest power that we have, or the confession that we have, is not so much with our words. That's easy.
Right.
That's, of the two, that's the easier thing to do.
Right.
But to live according to the confession, that's different.
Yes.
And that, so I think it has more power because it's tangible.
Right.
Because our words are just words, right? They're invisible. They just go out into the atmosphere. But our actions, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They actually touch people's lives.
Right.
You know,
right.
They can be seen, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I think the things we do can mm-hmm. really be a powerful confession, and people can say, yeah, not only have you changed, but even if you do something mm-hmm. that's prompted by the Spirit of God, right, and it really is a blessing to someone, people might say, thank God, even if they don't know God.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you conducted yourself under the Lordship of Christ.
Yes.
You got out of bed at 3:00 in the morning to go help someone, or you pulled off the side of the road to help a family that, you know, had a flat tire, or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You did something that the Spirit of God leaned upon your heart to do, and instead of going your own way, you acknowledge Jesus as Lord through your obedience.
Yes.
That's a powerful confession. And then people go, well, thank God you're here. Thank God you helped me. Thank God. They're thanking God all over the place. Right?
Right.
And they don't even know God.
Yes.
But maybe that could be the doorway
to
help them get to know God.
Amen. Yes, especially saying the thank you. You know, thank you, God. Because then somebody else can come along and do something, and then they'll say, thank you, God. And before you know it, they'd be saying, well, I'm saying that a lot. Maybe you gotta go see who this God is. You know, that brings God glory.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're talking about before, and I said the seeing, you know, because Jesus could have said, you know, what did he say? Anyway, he did say, take up your bed and walk.
Yeah.
And that was so that they could see, because people need to see. as much as we say we walk by faith, not by sight, you know, that's for the believer. But the unbelievers need to see. They need to see God moving in somebody's life. They need to see God in action. They need to see the miracles and, you know, the signs and wonders and all those things. We shouldn't want to see them because we should know that by faith that God does it. But those believers, those unbelievers, they need to see. And I think that's why Jesus said, you know, take up your bed and walk. Because then they could look and see, oh, yeah, he has the power of God operating in him. Glory to God. You know, so, yeah, so when they see us doing things that in the mind of Christ, in the spirit of Christ, as Christ's life, you know, thank God. Glory to God.
Amen.
And just all of it just brings God glory.
And, you know, it's funny, in this, not to go too far afield with it, but for the unbeliever, they may think they're seeing, you know, whatever it is they're seeing.
Right.
But what's going to really make a difference in their life is if they see the word come to pass.
Okay.
In other words, and they may not know that, but like, for example, like when Jesus healed that paralytic man, the word says that I am the Lord who heals you.
Yes.
The word says, you know what I mean, that, you know, that God is a healer.
Yes.
And so by seeing that, they actually were seeing the word. And so now they'll look at the action and go, oh, now I believe because I see this. But really what they're seeing is the word in action. Because that's what Jesus said to the rich man, who said, go send Moses or Elijah or somebody to my brother's house,
right,
so that they can believe. And Jesus said, let Lazarus go speak to my
mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, they have Moses, believe him. In other words, you have the word.
Right.
He said, if I raise everybody from the dead, they're not going to believe. But you have the word. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so part of it is, see, unbelievers may think they're seeing something, but what they really need to see is the word in action.
That's exactly right.
You know, they need to see the word in that. That's why they need to see us loving people.
Yes.
They need to see us forgiving.
Yes.
They need to be on the receiving end of the love and the forgiveness.
Yes.
Now they may go, wow. They may think, oh, you forgave me. But what they may not know is that's the word in action.
Amen. That's right.
Right? And now if they look at that, it's sort of like the widow of Zarephath when she said to Elijah, she said, now by this I know.
Yeah.
Right? What do you mean now by this you know? He came there as the man of God, hey, make me a cake first and everything else, right?
Right.
And then,
right.
And then he said, now by this I know. See, some people got to get to the point where now by this I know.
Right.
You know what I mean? That God is real, that you know, his goodness is here in the earth. And that's why we got to live out the word.
Right. Yeah.
But people may see, they see your conduct on our side, but you know,
right,
I'm living by the word.
Right.
Jesus is my Lord, so I'm living by the word, and that's what captures people, man.
Yes, and they can see your actions, and, you know, even if you forgive someone, and it may cause them to say, why you do that?
Right.
And then you have a chance
right.
to talk about the word. Now, the word
says,
you know, Jesus forgave, I ought to forgive, you know, so you have a chance to share the word, and there's a seed being planted and God getting some glory, you know, out of that, even that seed that's being planted because of the way that you live your life. But just too many times that we just talk a good game. We do. We talk a good game, but there's no action behind it. And it's very important with the actions because, like you said, this word, we have to put this word in action in order for people to receive it and to see it.
And you know, and the thing is, in order to put the word in action, that's an open acknowledgement that Jesus is the Lord of our lives. Because our natural man doesn't want to live by this word. This word is foolishness unto the natural man.
Right.
Is that what
Paul said?
Right. He said this foolishness, right?
Right.
Because, you know, the only thing that this is spirit, and the only way we know things of the spirit is
spirit.
By the spirit,
by the
right?
Spirit.
And so it's the spirit of God that's in us that leads us to confess that Jesus is Lord. It's the spirit that's in us that leads us to say, not my will, but your will be done.
Yes.
And all of that is saying, I'm not in control of my life.
That's it.
Jesus is in control of my life. And sometimes people may look and, you know, think that you're foolish or whatever.
Right.
Lord knows that happens. It happened to Paul, right?
Yeah.
You know,
it's gonna happen to you.
Yeah. But
amen.
If we do this, it's an open confession and acknowledgement of the Lordship of Jesus
yes,
over our life.
Amen.
And God said that the confession, right, of Jesus as Lord is to the glory of God the Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. You said it all, that Jesus is Lord. When we make that confession that Jesus is Lord and we receive Him, you know, into our heart. But that's the whole thing. That Jesus is Lord and Jesus is the Word.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
So we're saying
that's
Jesus
right.
is Lord. This Word is Lord over my life.
That's right. That's
Jesus
right.
is Lord over
yeah,
my life. So I have to live by this Word so yeah. that God can get the glory out of my life.
Only way, right?
The only way. But you got to say Jesus is Lord. You got to receive Him as your Lord.
Yeah.
Not just your Savior, as your Lord.
Amen.
That's a whole
nother but that's what it says, though. It doesn't say confession of Jesus as Savior.
Right. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ
yeah.
is Lord to the glory of God.
Yes.
Father.
Yes. 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 Jesus yes. is Lord. And so we want to be, we want to do that again. You know, a verbal confession is good.
Yes, always. You
right?
have to. That's
yeah.
the start of everything.
But I mean, even for other people,
mm-hmm.
for other people to hear, you know what I mean, that they know that Jesus is, you know,
Lord. Yeah.
Is Lord of your life. That mm-hmm. the confession is good, you know. And we need to do that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
sometimes people say, why are you doing it? Oh, I'm just doing it because it's the right thing. You know, you could, but maybe. You know,
yeah. I'm doing it because God told me to.
Right.
Jesus is Lord over my life.
Right. Right. Jesus is Lord over my life. And so I'm doing
that's
it because
why I'm doing it.
This is what He would have me to do.
Right.
You know, that could be a very powerful and persuasive
yeah,
thing for someone
itself.
To
yeah.
hear that brings God glory. And then the other part is when maybe we don't say a word
mm-hmm.
with our mouths, but we say everything that needs to be said. To our actions.
Yes, amen.
And that could be even a more powerful confession. And again, either one, right, the confession of Jesus as Lord brings glory to God,
amen.
The Father.
Amen.
So we want to be able to do that. And I think it's just an encouragement yeah. For those who are listening that you have an opportunity, we have an opportunity, amen, collectively, to bring glory to God
yes.
through the confession of Jesus
yes.
as Lord.
Amen.
A confession that is verbal, a confession that could be nonverbal.
Yes.
But we can do that all the time. We can do that every day
yes.
and multiple times a day.
Amen.
In how we go about our lives. And so let's pray for that. Amen. Let's just pray that we take advantage of those opportunities. We talked about
yes.
opportunities to start off. But let's pray that we take advantage of
yes.
those opportunities to bring glory to God through the open confession through the lips and our lives of Jesus.
Amen.
As Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Amen. Praise be unto God. God is wonderful. He gives us opportunities. He gives us opportunities to do good.
Yes. Amen.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it is all to the glory of God the Father. And that's the other thing. And when you do good, give God the
that's
glory.
That's right. You make sure you give God the glory. Glory to God. Praise
that's
the Lord.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
People see that too.
That's right.
You know, the turkey giveaway, I mean, we spoke about this earlier, the turkeys and this is not to just pat us on the back and do that for that. But in the food pantry, you know, there's a scripture that says that those things that you do for God was
mm-hmm.
and I'm paraphrasing, those things you do will all cause abundant grace to the glory of God the
mm-hmm.
Father. People saying thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
So when those people come in here and they see this stuff and they're able to take and freely, you know, they say thank you, thank God, thank you know, so all of that, all these people saying thank God, whether or not they're saved, you know, unsaved, whatever,
amen.
But all of that is going to the glory of God.
Yeah.
And that's because that's what they see. They see the glory of God. They see the
amen.
Goodness of God and it causes them to say thank you,
yeah.
you know. So, I just wanted to mention that. But
yeah,
yeah,
that's a wonderful thing. Seeing
yeah.
the goodness of God causes you to say thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, too. Right?
Thank
you,
Lord.
God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Praise God. So let us take that opportunity as much as we can to be the demonstration of that goodness, you know, to verbalize it, to epitomize it in the way that we live. And it will redound to that thankfulness to God, right?
Amen.
Because of his goodness being revealed in the earth.
Thank you.
Amen. And so we're praying that that you will do that too. Amen.
Yes.
Take advantage of the opportunity that God has blessed you with. Amen. To confess him out of your mouth and with your life.
Amen.
And watch the glory of God be released. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for sending that person my way.
Yes.
Amen. But we're about to get out of the way now. And so we thank God for you. And keep praying for us. Pray for our strength.
Yes.
Pray for our strength.
Yes. Thank you.
And we'll pray for your strength and pray for whatever you need if you let us know.
Yes.
Right?
You gotta let us know.
But, you know, prayer is something that we have at our disposal. Amen. And we praise God for that privilege. So if there's anything that's on your heart and mind and you want someone to be in agreement with you, you know, let us know. And we'd be glad to join with you in prayer. But pray for us. Pray for our strength. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And he loves you.
Yes.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.
In his eyes, that I'm more precious than gold.